Aoife, congratulations. Are you just over the moon?
I'm thrilled at that. It was a dream to ride. He made it feel easy. You know, it was really relaxed going out. He just warmed up super. He was just listening to everything I was doing, and he's a dream to ride. He really is.
Any changes of plans out there? Did it all go smoothly, or did you have to make sudden decisions on course?
Actually, pretty much all the lines I wanted to ride came up. I think at the water, I might have got a bit of a long four, but you can always trust that if you have the reins and have your leg on, he's clever and he won't do something stupid. The Owl Hole, I think I'd overridden the drawbridge a little. I saw a real longy, as I'm quite akin to, but I gave him one behind the saddle and then just on takeoff. And I think for the Owl Hole, I just didn't get him back enough, but he's so genuine and gutsy and brave. He's amazing.
Talk me through your feelings as you came across the finish there, because for everybody we could see how over the moon you were.
I just adore the little horse. He's just an out and out trier, and you know, just I was just trying to show how appreciative I am that to get a horse like that is a real honour. So
what about tomorrow? Got to start being careful and think about the poles that roll.
Yeah, well, I mean, he is careful. Like, I mean, hopefully this hasn't taken too much out of him. But, you know, he jumped two clear rounds in the final day at London. He was one of only four to do that. He jumped clear here 2 years ago. One thing I can be sure of is that he'll try. Even if he is a bit tired, any horse can have a rail, but he really tries. And it's lovely to know you've got that in the last day.
Congratulations, Aoife. Well done. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.